Now, listen, here is your commission, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, there are several things I want to say about this. This is the commission that holds good for today. This is a commission that's not given to the church. You say, you don't mean that. I do mean that. I mean, as a corporate body, this is not a corporate commission given to the church as a body. This is given to these men personally, privately, a few days before the Holy Spirit came and formed the church. And it's a personal command to each believer. Now, this is what I mean. He didn't say to your church to go to the ends of the earth or to preach the gospel in your community. Now, that may be a little strange to some of you today. You know who he said it to? He said it to you. He said it to me. That's our business, to get the Word of God out today. Now, somebody says, but don't we do it through the church? Right. But, you see, I can't go to the church, any church that I've ever served, and say, look what I have done. Our church has so many missionaries. Our church is taking the gospel out. Our church had so many saved last Sunday. I have a question for you. Are you going out to the ends of the earth today through some gospel witness, a missionary who goes out in person, or a radio program? Are you personally involved in getting the Word of God out? That's the important thing. You see, there are a great many people who want to talk about the times and seasons of His coming, but they don't want you to talk even on the radio about the fact you and I to get involved in getting the Word of God out today. That's the thing that he's talking to these men about. And he's still talking to you and me today, friends. I'm of the opinion if the Lord Jesus right now came in where I am or where you are, and he'd say, now, I don't want to talk to you about the time I'm coming. I want to talk to you about getting the gospel out, to get people saved. That is the important thing. Ye shall receive power. Now, we need power for this, and we need the leading of the Lord. I want to say this and say it to the glory of God. I have never felt in my entire ministry the definite leading of God as I have in this radio ministry. Never of any church I ever served did I feel the direct leading. And I want to say to you, I've always felt led every church I've gone to, and felt like that my ministry there was a ministry that the Spirit of God had something to do with it. Now, may I say to you, friends, it's our business today. Now, he says you'll receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, there's no power in us. There's no power today in a church. The power is the Holy Spirit, and the question is the Holy Spirit able to move through an individual? Is he able to move through a church? Is he able to move through a radio program? That is the profound question of the hour, friends, and that's all important. Now, ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now, ye shall be witnesses unto me, that is, unto Christ, and both in Jerusalem, that's hometown, that's your neighborhood, and in all Judea, that's out in your community, and in Samaria. And Samaria is the other side of the railroad track, the folk we don't associate with. Now, wait just a minute. I didn't say you should associate with them. I say this, you better take the gospel to them. Our responsibility is to get the Word of God out. You can't associate with everybody. You pick your friends. Everybody does that. That's part of the freedom we have. There's nothing wrong with that. I can well understand there are a great many folk that would not want to associate with me, not want me around. I think I would crimp the style of some of the saints today, to tell the truth. But be that as it may, we have a right, but we do have the responsibility of getting the Word out to these and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And we ought never to lose sight of the fact that it is the Lord's intention. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. commandments. And his commandment to you and to me is personal, not to the church. Don't try to pass this off on the crowd, friends, and say, my church does this. What are you doing? That is the important thing. How much are you and I involved today in this?